You're so much better than that. But if...
Just, I mean, how crazy was that to see just three players go down, but three centers?
Yeah, that's... you know what? I thought we had that game in somewhat control. We were playing really well, and we weren't giving them much. And then it was big to get out of the second. You know, they had the little power play at the end of the second. We got out of there without giving one up, and it was a big kill to get out of that. And I felt pretty comfortable. And then, you know, unfortunately, Seti goes down, and we were just... It really came a little bit of scramble mode after that, and we were holding on, giving Minnesota credit. They were pushing, and you know, we bent a little bit, but Vasi was there to bail us out in the end.
What does it say about the team's character to be able to get a win over a team like
that? That one right there, if I was to look back on the season, you know, you have 31 wins, so it takes character to win them all. But if you're going to put that one up there, is especially that last, you know, 12 minutes or so when. You know, you're playing with limited players, but it was, they were just responsible. It was gritty, it was gutty. They were doing all the right things. They were getting in shot lanes. They played to win a hockey game, and that's what we did.
Hockey never looks good when guys have to get helped off the ice. Do you have any feel for maybe some are better than it looked out there as far as the updates?
No,
I get for those.
I would say it looked like, you know, it doesn't sound encouraging for any of them. But again, it's not my job. I don't know exactly. You know, I think everybody saw the replay on Seti's. That didn't look good at all. So I don't know. We'll see tomorrow. But they've all got lower body injuries, and it would be, if we got one of them for Saturday, that would be a blessing. That's where we're at. So I don't. We'll see what happens.
Does it help that you have a guy like Greg McKay here to kind of step in?
Well, we've got NHL players here, and that's big because our lineup is, you know, we've got a bunch of guys from the American League. They're playing their guts out. You know, you're losing some guys that have been in the league for a little bit here, and now guys have to step in. And so, as I said, let's not jump to conclusions. Let's wait to see. But the medical reports are on these guys, but you know, we got Kegger and Brownie waiting in the wings, and you know, we all know what Brownie can do for us, and you know, the one good thing is, you know, McKeg's center, so that'll help if he has to come in.
Adam Ernie, you said you've had about 5 or 6 games in a row. Mm-hmm. Watch. What are your thoughts on his play? How he's
Well, he's taken definite strides since his, I think he was up for 4 games early January, and I think anytime guys get called up, it's a little bit of a blur. I'm not even sure they know what they did in the first couple games. It's a really exciting time for him, and you kind of dissect the video of their game, and when they go back to the minors, you give them things to work on, and when they come back up, it's, you know, they've had a taste of what it's like here, and you know, unfortunately for Adam, he'd gotten hurt, so he had missed a bunch of games. Came back though, and was one of Syracuse's best players, and earned his way back up here. You know, especially when, you know, some of the player transactions that went on at the deadline, we needed, you know, some size and some grit, and for him to be effective, that's the way he's got to play. And when you watch him be effective, that's what he's doing, and that's why he's playing pretty well.
Those are two really good teams. You've played back-to-back here, and last game's probably one of the better ones of the mm-hmm. season. Just as a coach, what kind of encouragement is it, the way these guys have been able to perform at this time?
Well, it's what's been encouraging for me has been the last 2 months. And, you know, unfortunately, when you're as far back as we were, it takes a lot to climb back into it, and we are still a long way away. The good thing is we keep, you know, we've been pointing here, and the more teams you can knock behind you, the less you have to worry about ahead of you about winning. And you know, I don't know if we got by anybody tonight, but it's you can start limiting the number of teams you can put your sights on. But you got to win this. You know, you give the teams in your division, the teams are trying to catch. You got to win those games, and you know, we've got a huge one here Saturday, and we can't hang our hat and sit here and say, well, we gained 3 points from, you know, two quality playoff teams. That's behind us now, and we got to focus on getting points from Florida.
John, between injuries and trades, Braden Point now, as it stands, is your number one center. He's had a solid year, though, and for those of us who aren't here every day, what do you like about his game?
Oh, there's a kid that's got a high hockey IQ, and guys that have those, and you couple that with an impeccable work ethic, there's usually those guys figure out the game and how to play it. And the one thing you look at, coach will say winning puck battles, and for somebody that's probably on the smaller side of players in this league, gosh, he wins a lot of puck battles. And when you have the puck and you are just, creating space for yourself and making plays that other guys, guys want to play with him. And it's really, it's a tribute to him for somebody that's a rookie in this league and to come in here and make the mark that he has. And I'll tell you, when he got hurt right at the end of December there, it wasn't a coincidence that we went into a little bit of a tailspin after that. And, he was out for quite some time. And it wasn't until probably after that Philly-Pittsburgh trip that we've kind of turned things around. But he's been a big part of that since he came back.
Here. Thank you. Yeah.